What I learnt from Pooh Bear. Every man who possibly can should force himself to a holiday of a full month in a year, whether he feels like taking it or not, so said William James. So I gave it a go, a whole month away from the day job, or at least the client-facing part of it. So many clients themselves were staying away from the office and working from home, or staying in the office but secretly glued to BBC iPlayer and Channel 4 for the Olympics and Paralympics, that it seemed the time to stay away myself from the day job and relax. Clients were fine with it. For some, they said they would be doing the same. Their own clients and customers were also looking at taking a break in August, regardless of where they were in the world, so they were taking advantage of it. Even charities who operate at the coalface had plans in place to serve the needs of their stakeholders and their beneficiaries whilst taking time off. Why did I give it a go? After all, Earl Wilson said, a vacation is what you take when you can no longer take what you've been taking. I wasn't at that stage. I love my job, my business, and what I do with and for clients. I didn't feel that I needed a break. I may have fallen into the practice of the law without any real purpose all those years ago, but I have actively planned, studied and trained for, practice, and chosen to be a management consultant since then. I have super colleagues, work in a fast-paced environment, in which the issues of today, compared to yesterday, are as different from each other as 1890 was from 1990. But still, I had a feeling that I wanted to do nothing for 2 weeks, I'm not sure why, and then focus on the development of the business for the final two. It wasn't an idea I'd had for a while, it just came to me one day. But how would I cope? For 2 weeks there was no Twitter and no blogs. The facility to avoid all work emails going to my BlackBerry was discovered and used. I checked in at the end of each day via my laptop, had my calls handled by a colleague. I read, cooked, planned and delivered a family 60th birthday party extravaganza, even if I do say so myself, and walked the dogs, and myself. Week one was hard. I wasn't worried about my colleagues, who are fabulously good at what they do, or my clients, who knew they could get me or a colleague if they needed to, but I found that I was constantly wondering if I should be taking off any time at all. Might I be missing some exciting opportunities, for example? This thought, even though we have some exciting opportunities lined up anyway. By week two, I was happily cleaning the oven, planning for a short break in Devon, sharpening my pencils, for once brushing the dogs perfectly, tidying the office, taking trips to the tip, shredding paper, attacking the veg patch more than usual, catching up on the archers. For the final 2 weeks, I caught up on business and management reading, reviewed the business so far, and planned how to cope with the next stage of growth. Note that I'm not necessarily planning the growth, that seems to be happening all by itself. And I had tremendous energy for it, more than usual. A bit like running, I guess. It takes a while to get going, but 10 minutes into it, who am I kidding, more like half an hour into it, the blood gets going and off you go, having a great time. Enforced idleness of 2 weeks seemed to do the trick, and the brain kicked in. So, here we are again, back in the saddle, doing the day job. Rather nice to see a number of emails and tweets asking where I've been. Nice to be missed. It's the longest I've had away from work since 1989, when my first day as an article clerk began. Would I recommend taking a month off from the coalface? Yes, indeed. Would I do it again? Yes, certainly. Would that be next year? Of that I'm not sure. I have actually missed the day job. And finally, I leave you with words of wisdom from my greatest source of wisdom, Pooh Bear's little instruction book. Don't underestimate the value of doing nothing, of just going along, listening to all the things you can't hear, and not bothering.